Fabler Audio presents Fabler Files Original Audio Plays Proof 2 by Sarah Naughton and Jeff Monduro.
A young couple stands at their butcher's block.
How much yeast?
It just says a packet.
Huh, well, how much is a packet of yeast?
Well, I assume that packet you're holding is a packet of yeast.
Yeah, but how do we know this is a standard packet? I mean, what if this is a small packet of yeast and we actually need a large packet of yeast? Also, how is a packet all of a sudden a unit of measurement?
You don't think we changed measuring systems in quarantine, do you? And now all of a sudden we're doing some sort of packet-based measuring? I'm not ready for this. I was just learning meters.
Well, neither am I. I mean, how many tablespoons are in a packet? How many packets to a foot? And how many feet are in a kilopacket?
If we are 93 million miles away from the sun, what is that in packets?
And does the sun even still exist?
Huh?
What?
The sun still exists, babe.
Oh, okay. I haven't been outside in so many days.
Well, I think we'd know if it was gone.
Yeah.
Sarah goes back to measuring. Jeff peeks out the window just to be really sure. It's been a few days for him as well. It's still there, he nods.
Yeah, the sun still exists.
What's that?
Nothing. Where did we land on packets?
I just dumped the whole thing in.
That feels right.
It does.
We're experimenting.
We sure are.
Do you think you could have invented bread?
How do you mean?
If you were around in the time before bread, and no one had invented it yet, do you think you could have been the person who invented it?
Can it come to me in a dream?
No, it can't come in a dream. That's cheating.
Why is it cheating? The sewing machine was invented in a dream.
It was not.
Well, okay, not invented, but the idea was dreamt up in a dream.
Okay, but that doesn't...
And Einstein dreamed about the theory of relativity in his teens.
Yes, but
lots of things. Google, benzene, and the Terminator came to James Cameron in a fever dream. That's one scary dream.
How do you know so much about dreams?
I sleep a lot.
Back to my original question. Do you think you could have invented bread without dreaming about it?
That wasn't your original question. You never said anything about dreams.
Well, I am now. No dreams, gun to your head. Can you invent bread from nothing?
What year is it?
What does it matter?
Well, if there wasn't even bread yet, I highly doubt there were guns.
Just, would you have thought to put water and flour and yeast and salt together and then bake it?
Ah, salt. We forgot salt.
Did we?
Yeah, will you grab it?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. And no, I would not have invented bread.
Yeah, me neither. Here's salt.
Thanks. I think I could have invented pickles, though.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. I love cucumbers, and I love vinegar. I could see myself experimenting a lot with cucumbers in a time before pickles. Everyone would say, there goes that crazy girl, Sarah Pickles. What's she gonna do with a cucumber next?
Your name would be Sarah Pickles?
Yes, it would.
I think I could invent spices.
Ooh, nice.
Garlic, oregano, salt, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, hey, how much salt goes in?
1 teaspoon.
What was that now?
Sorry, half a packet.
Aha, got it. Is the water boiled?
Oh, do you want tea?
No, we just need warm water for the bread.
Can't we just use warm water from the sink?
Do you know how many rats die in city hot water heaters each year?
Zero?
No, way more than zero. They are attracted to the warmth in the winter, so then they crawl in the tanks, fall in, and drown. Never drink hot water from the sink.
Oh, jeez. I shower with that water.
I know. You should do a cold shower, like me.
Oh, how Norwegian.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Water's done.
That was fast.
Sure was. How much do you need?
You have the recipe.
You need 1.5 cups.
Sorry?
15 packets.
Thank you.
Okay, now what?
You have the recipe.
Okay, now you stir it all together.
With My hands?
Yes.
They'll get dirty.
Wear gloves.
Do we have gloves?
No.
Will you do it?
Sure.
Thank you.
Ah, you know, we're out of hand soap.
So?
Well, I didn't wash my hands.
I didn't wash my hands.
I guess the germs will die in the oven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I can do it.
Great. I'll order more hand soap.
Hey, how long do I stir this for?
I don't know.
You have the recipe.
Give me a second. I'm buying soap.
Okay. I'll wait.
And done. Okay, soap's coming. What was the question again?
How long do I stir this bread?
It just says till combined.
Oh, well, it's combined now.
Great.
Now what?
Now we wait.
How long?
8 to 24 hours.
Whoa, that is quite the window.
It's what it says.
Ooh, wanna play Animal Crossing?
You play. I'll watch the bread.
Okay.
2 hours later.
How is it, Jeff?
Well, it's definitely bigger.
Has it doubled in size?
Huh?
Twice as many packets as before.
For sure.
But it hasn't been 8 to 24 hours yet.
You're right. Let's wait. Animal Crossing?
You play this time. I'll watch the bread.
I'm gonna build a bridge!
2 hours later.
How's it looking? Is it double packets?
Oh, it's more than double packets. It's the size of the room.
Huh?
50 packets!
Jeff looks up from playing Animal Crossing to see that the dough has indeed risen so much that it takes up the entire room.
Is it supposed to do that?
I'm not sure.
Maybe there's a rise and then a fall when proving bread, like with empires or story structure.
Or orgasms, maybe. Want to wait another few hours and see?
Yeah, it sounds good to me. Hey, how do I make medicine? I keep getting stung by wasps.
I'll show you.
Thanks.
A few hours after that, the bread has continued to rise. It is now the size of the entire apartment.
Well, I guess bread doesn't fall like empires.
Or story structure.
Or orgasms. It just gets bigger and bigger.
Like kids. Or taxes.
Or orgasms. On the bright side, it's very soft. And smells good.
Mmm. Yeast.
I guess we'll have to move.
Sounds good to me. I'll miss it here.
Me too, but this is the bread's apartment now.
Yeah, it's the bread's apartment now.
They push the bread out of the way and hug.
Hey, want to try kombucha tomorrow?
Sure. Ooh, or pickles.
Yeah, let's do pickles.
Sarah Pickles.
Sarah Pickles.
The end.
Thank you for listening to Proof 2 by Sarah Naughton and Jeff Mondoro, a Fabler Files original audio play. Performed by Sarah Naughton, Jeff Mondoro, and Rob Brinkman. Directed by Carlotta Brenton. With sound design by Mike Eckelberg. Produced by Fabler Audio. Visit our website at fableraudio.com or follow us on social media at Fabler Audio for updates.